Evening, Mossy.
Hello, boys. How are you going?
Take us through the Atmos thereafter, or in the stadium and out of the stadium, as Portugal beat Uruguay.
Well, we're just leaving the stadium, and I don't know if you can hear that background noise, but it's going ballistic, and it's the Portuguese that are making all the noise. Amazing game, amazing atmosphere, 89 or 88,000 at an incredible stadium here in Lusail in Qatar, Doha. And we were absolutely privileged. We were sitting six rows behind the goal where Ronaldo and Fernandes scored the two goals in the second half. Very disappointed. I asked Cristiano to do his traditional celebration after the goal, and he didn't. But anyway, we'll take the goal.
What was it like to watch Ronaldo up close, Mossy? What little things you saw that sort of set him apart?
His movement off the ball. I actually said to my son just before he scored, I said, don't watch the ball, just watch his movement off the ball. And it's not just Ronaldo. You think of it, the likes of Fernandes as well, Bernardo Silva, Suarez when he came on. Like these guys, it's, it just, again, highlights the absolute privilege as a nation that we've got to actually be in these World Cup finals, because these guys are they're on a different planet. Mm.
Mossy, you say that, and you've been close enough to this Aussie team as well. Is and I know you're talking about absolute superstars, but is there a significant difference that you can see when you are sitting in the grandstand watching?
Yeah, there is, Clarkie. Yeah. And, if you go back to the golden generation, if you like, with the Harrys and the Badoukas, and those types, then, the difference was a lot less because they were playing at the top level in the top leagues, Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, Bresciano, who I was sitting with tonight, Vince Grella. When you're playing Serie A or Premier League or La Liga every week, then you're going to be a lot closer to the level that we saw tonight. But our players aren't playing at that level. So, there is a massive chasm between what I saw tonight and where our players are. But what we've got going for us, as Arnie's quite rightly pointed out, is that Aussie DNA, never say die. We're in a group that we've given ourselves a chance to get out of now, and that's not because of incredible individual brilliance. It's because we're a team, and we play for each other.
I know there's still a few more rounds to go, and then we get to the quarters, Mossy, and we'll work out who finishes in that final 16 and has the chance to move on and win the World Cup. But what you've seen so far, who's the standout team? And has there been a team that surprised you and the team that sort of disappointed you?
England's disappointed me. I didn't tip them to do all that well, Loz, but I thought they'd do better than what they have. I think they've been very poor in their first two games. They play Wales tomorrow night, I think it is, over here. That's all defining for them. If they bow out in that group, then that'll be very disappointing. But look, Brazil have stood out for me, just their sheer quality. And we spoke about them before the tournament, who they left out. Firmino, for one, shows how strong they are. But how clinical they are in the top third, they really take their time building up, but once they hit the accelerator, they go, and they go with sheer quality, and I really think they're capable of going all the way. Tite, their coach, has announced that this will be his last World Cup in charge, so I know all Brazilian fans are hoping he goes out holding the trophy.
How do you describe how big this game is between England and Wales? Could you imagine over there in the UK? And yes, that's the 6 a.m. game tomorrow, our time here in Australia. So the same time as the game you just witnessed, Mossy. England $1.45 favourites. Wales $8. The draw $4.25 with tab. How do you see it playing out, Mossy?
Well, it depends how England handle the pressure. I think, because, as you've just said, that the odds are on paper, England should do it comfortably. But the pressure that builds on them at big tournaments when they're not performing and getting the results is quite remarkable. And that is an extra man or two for the opposition. And given that it's Wales, there'll be bragging rights up for grabs as well. And I don't think the Welsh will ever let the English forget if they can get over the top of them. So, look, I think England will get there. I don't think they're in good enough form to think it'll be a cakewalk, but I think they'll get there by the odd goal.
What about Germany, Mossy? How have you rated their tournament so far? Because they've only had that draw and they came in with high expectation.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, that was one of the big upsets, wasn't it, for the first round? They haven't been convincing, Loz. They should be better than what they're showing at this point. But again, you know, the pressure that comes on these big nations at these big tournaments and then the different conditions over here has certainly thrown the cat amongst the pigeons. So I'd expect better of them, but they've got to produce it. You think about Ronaldo, right? And I'll just use him as an example. There was a headline today that he's going to Saudi Arabia for $336 million Aussie dollars for 3 years, and yet he turns up tonight. No matter what the headlines are, turns up tonight and turns it on. And not just the goal, but his overall performance was absolutely outstanding. So that ability to block out all that white noise that the superstars have, like you did, Loz, like you did, Clarkey, that sets him apart.
Is it just his awareness, Mossy, or is it his fitness level that allows him to do it?
Well, it's both, but his awareness, Loz, is frightening. I don't want to keep harping on about your rugby league career, but you had that ability just to pick your moments and know where the gaps were going to be or know where the runners were going to be. And just once you set your mind to make a difference in a game, it just happens. For the great players, and he was like that tonight. His awareness and movement, like the ball would go down one side of the pitch, he'd run to the furthest point of the other side of the pitch just to time his movement because he knew that phase wasn't for him, but the next phase he was going to be involved, and the next phase after that was going to be a chance on goal.
Just a report over in France that they're set to make up to 6 changes against Tunisia, and that game will be at the same time as the Socceroos-Denmark game. To what extent is there concern about that, Mossy, or is such the depth in the France squad that nothing to worry about and we should expect France to be winning that game?
Well, it's a heart and a head answer to this one, Mido. Let's hope that France have still got enough to get over the top of them. I think they will. I mean, you know, what I saw the other night from Tunisia was their quality. Was nowhere near France, obviously, but also I think Denmark are a better footballing side than Tunisia as well. They're big, they're strong, they're physical. We matched the fight, we got the result, but I really think France will have too much for them.
Just on an aside note, not sure if you've seen this, Mossy, but there's reports in Europe that Russia considering leaving UEFA and bidding to join the Asian Confederation, which means they obviously potentially play us in the road to World Cups going forward. I can't say that we'd be too happy about that, would we?
That's right. I did see those reports. Yeah, I did see those reports, Mido. And look, I'm not overly surprised. There's not a lot of love out there for Russia at the moment. So not surprised they're trying to keep their options open. But look, there's pretty strict criteria to enter Asia, the Asian Confederation, as we found out when we got in, but I'd be very surprised, to be honest, if it happened, particularly given what's going on in the world right now.
All right then, Mossy, what are you doing in the next 48 hours, mate? How are you going to prepare for this Socceroos game?
You won't believe this, Loz, but my son is getting Penny and I up at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's now midnight. It's now 1 a.m. over here. He's getting us up at 4 in 3 hours to go hot air ballooning.
You're kidding.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, that'll help. You get some fresh air to fall asleep on the hot air balloon.
How will Penny cope with that?
I'm not sure, mate. She's scared of heights and got claustrophobia, so it's not a great combination.
Well, looking forward to the full report on your hot air ballooning experience, Mossy. Thanks so much, mate, as always. And sounds like you had a great night, so appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Take care.